Can I call it a beautiful day again?
No.
It's a beautiful day, man. Just doing a lot of winning over here.
What is going to be your emotional state at the end of Baylor, South Carolina, knowing that
one of
your guys is going to win, but one of your guys is going to lose?
It's fine. I'll get to further one of my two narratives that I just beat into the ground like five dead horses.
I am looking forward to talking about that in the next hour.
I want to squeeze this in real quick. Shout out to Chris Mack and Xavier last night for their win over Arizona. Even though I'm an old man and I fell asleep during part of it and had to go catch the highlights this morning after what happened at the end there. Chris Mack is a really good coach. He's another one of those guys. This has happened a few times to me recently where they've had success. They've done something in the tournament. I go look up their Wikipedia page just to see their tournament history, and it's like, man, that guy has been really, really good. And the other thing that happened today is I happened to see on social media some conversation of, you know, someone bringing up, well, why didn't K-State just go throw $4 million at Chris Mack? It's like, man, that is ludicrous. Chris Mack has a really good thing going at Xavier. He's been to the tournament in 7 of 8 years, 4 Sweet 16s, and now an Elite Eight, all at Xavier. He doesn't need a Power 5 job to do that. I think if I were Chris Mack, I would treat this like Greg Marshall has treated Wichita State. You can win just as big at Xavier as you could at any like middle of the road to even decent Power 5 job that you would take. If it's not one of the top 10 jobs in the country, I'm not leaving if I'm Chris Mack at Xavier. He doesn't get paid a ton. We don't know the specific amount because they're a private school. They don't have to release the specific details there. The last like reported number from a couple years ago had been $1.1 million, but he's since come out and said, no, it's more than that. I'm getting paid fine, is essentially his words there. He's a Xavier alum, so that's even another wrinkle on top of this that's not there for the Greg Marshall situation at Wichita State. Like, this to me just screams like he could be Mark Few. He could be Greg Marshall. Chris Mack is going to be in that category, and maybe already, frankly, maybe he already is.
I think he is.
Maybe he already is, and I'm just sort of reiterating what the situation is for him right now, but why would you leave?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the kind of job that he would leave Xavier for is like Coach K retiring and Duke, you know, throwing the checkbook at Chris Mack. That's something I could legitimately see him leaving for, but there just wouldn't be anything for him to gain by going to any school that's not one of the true blue bloods in college basketball. And even, we were talking about this earlier, you could even make the debate if Indiana is in that conversation. Like, Indiana might even be too low of a job. He may need to hold out for a school that isn't just a blue blood, but one that's actually still relevant right now, a Duke or a North Carolina or UCLA, something like that.
Yeah, to me, Indiana would not be the job I would take. It's going to depend on personal preference for him. Indiana, I do think it's fair to say, is one of those upper echelon jobs, although to me it's maybe further back than some would have it right now. I understand fully the history. They do have great fan support. You're going to be the show in town. There's all those things. But Indiana reeks to me somewhat of like Nebraska football fans, where the expectations are so much higher than what they realistically should be right now, because this isn't 1980 and Bob Knight is not roaming the sidelines right now. Things have changed. I think there are some parallels there. They just ran off a guy who had been to 3 Sweet 16s and won 2 Big Ten titles within the last like 7 years. So all those things would make me leery of doing that when I've got a great situation at Xavier. He's one of the more underrated coaches in the country. I think he's got a great thing, and if I were him, I would say no to Indiana if they really are pursuing him. And I think Indiana probably thinks of themselves too highly for Chris Mack, too. I think they're going for even a bigger splash hire. So I doubt that works out anyway. When we come back, we make fun of me and the narratives that I like to beat into the ground, plus why West Virginia's last possession last night probably looked familiar.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches.